It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're going to continue this wonderful study of the Lord Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus their families. It's just we've spent quite a bit of time with this wonderful text, but it sure is worthy of spending this time, I believe. And so please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14 and come over to the 15th verse there. And that's where we'll begin reading today. And so Matthew chapter 14, verse 15. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And I hope that you would look into that because we have many wonderful studies of God's Word. It just verse-by-verse studies. I hope that it'll bring you to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and then also that it will continue and grow you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus so that you may experience and have His joy in your hearts. And also, if you'd like to email us, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will be just fine. And now, if you can open your Bibles, and hopefully we can study together, Matthew chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 15. When it was evening, His disciples came to Him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past when send the multitude away, that they may go unto the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said to them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto Him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And He said, "Bring them hither to Me." And He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and brake and gave the loaves to His disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments of the that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. Beautiful, beautiful verses of Scripture to study. And so please, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start. And Father, just we ask that You will guide us through these studies. We do never want to be just proclaiming words. Father, it's a desire that we proclaim Your Word, and that Your Word is clear, and that Your Word goes forth with the power of Your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that He will speak to the hearts of all that are able to listen today. So please, dear Lord, just speak to all of our hearts, that we may know You, that we may recognize and realize that we're all lost sinners and need a Savior, and also realize that once we do come, Father, to Your Son, the Lord Jesus, and accept Him as our Savior, recognizing that we need to be saved from our sin. And when that time comes, then we are saved forever, eternally. What a wonderful, wonderful promise and a wonderful statement that is true, that we are kept by You, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Father, for all the love and the joy. Thank You for Your grace. And just guide and lead us through Your precious Word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have read in the past from Matthew here. We've also read from Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through 44. We have read through Luke chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. And then also the Gospel of John, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. All those carry and have stated this beautiful miracle, this wonderful text that we have here about feeding the 5,000. And so we took time to read those and to look at how that each one of the men, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, chose to record this wonderful passage. We know that Judas was the treasurer, and we know that they had discussed, and we find this in the other Gospels there, that we have Philip being asked, and as we just read here, it was evening. The disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitude away." And he just says, "They need not depart. Give them to eat." Well, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. "Well, bring them to me," it says in verse 18, and then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. Now, as we enjoy looking at these verses of Scripture, we find that, again, Judas was the treasurer, but Philip was given the appointment to go, he decided he would find out what the food and the amount that we could find here. And let's look back here in the Gospel of John. So I want you to see this. John chapter 6. Hope that you're able to turn back here with me. And we're looking at verses 1. And here in the 5th verse, "And when Jesus had lifted up his eyes and saw the great multitude," this is John chapter 6, Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 5. "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude coming to him, he said unto Philip, 'Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?'" So he gave Philip that responsibility. "And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew that what he would do. Philip answered him," in verse 7, "200 penny loaf of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." And then one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what's that among so many?" So let's stop there for just a minute. So I hope that you was able to turn to John chapter 6, because we find, and as we talked before, Philip was from that area. And so he turns to Philip, and he said, "Whence shall we buy bread that they may eat?" Well, who is going to have on their store shelves, in their bakery, or in any of the homes, enough to feed? And we keep saying 5,000, but we know that that is just the men. And so we're probably closer, if not a few more, of being about 10,000. So we're going to feed 10,000 people. And he turns to Philip and he says, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? What a question. You think Philip had ever had that question addressed to him before? And the answer, of course, would be no. What are we going to do here? And Philip immediately said, 200 penny loaf. So he had that much money that he could buy that much bread, which was nothing. He said, there won't even be just a morsel, just a little bit for each one of the people that's here with what monies that we have. And so he involved Philip. And again, Judas was a treasurer, so he probably involved Judas to find out how much money that they had. And even if they'd had enough money, there's no place to buy that much food products to feed 10,000 people. But you see, he got Philip involved in it. Well, there's somebody else that's involved too, we find here, and that's Andrew, down in verse 8. Andrew said to him, there's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. And then he had the same statement. Philip knew there wasn't enough money, but if there was enough money, there's not food available to feed this kind of a group in the small communities that we're in. And then he comes to Andrew, and Andrew said, well, I found a lad that's got these 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, it says. But what's that? It's the same thing. So we find that while Judas and Philip checked the purse to see how much money they had, Andrew was out checking to see if there was any other food. And this is something that's kind of a lesson, I believe, for all. When one is willing to count the money and sit there and, well, we don't have enough, there are more people that's more interested in doing that, finding if the finances are there, but there are very few that are willing to go on the hunt. And Andrew was. Andrew was very busy moving among the crowd to see what food that they had. In verse 5 of chapter 6, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Jesus saw the need. He knew that there was no place for these people to eat. But the more people that realize that it is impossible to do this. The same time Andrew was willing to go out and search the crowd. And we need to do the same thing. And he found these 5 loaves and 2 small fishes that this young man, this child had. And that was about equal to his lunch. One person's lunch out of 10,000. And again, I said 5,000 men plus their families. We were probably in the range of at least, some suggest more than that, but I think that probably 10,000 is very conservative, but it's probably a good number for us to think on. And to think that Andrew, out of searching through, and that shows you how the crowd was so moved to follow the Lord Jesus that they never gave a thought that, wait a minute here, we're out here in the middle of the country and there's nothing to eat. They never gave that a thought. They were following the Lord Jesus. Sad to say, they were following the Lord Jesus because of all the miracles that he's performed, not because they had a need, and that need was to have their sins taken away. So, yes, they were following Jesus, but they were really following Jesus for the wrong reason. They just wanted to see him perform some more miracles. Well, even under those circumstances and those conditions, the Lord Jesus did perform this great miracle here. For us, it's a great miracle. For the Lord Jesus, it's nothing. He created the world. He created the food supply. He gives us our increase constantly. So this is nothing for him. But it sure means everything to us. So Andrew was busy moving about the crowd searching for this food, and when he found this lad, the lad had to be willing to give it up. Andrew, again, see, had been with Jesus since the very beginning of his ministry. And yet he still responded with an equal. Instead of turning to Jesus, out of all the miracles he'd watched him perform, and says, "Lord, whatever you want me to do, we can do. Here's what I have." But instead of that, why, he functioned just like all men do. And he made the statement, "But what are they among so many?" And that's in the ninth verse of chapter 6 of John. What is that among so many? You know, Philip, he couldn't do anything about it. Andrew said, "I've searched everybody." And the good side and the good example that we have of Andrew is that he was searching. He didn't just look in a purse and say, "Hey, there's not enough here." He went out amongst his 5,000, 10,000 people and searched literally every one of them and come out with one small lunch. But he searched. And it's a lesson for us. We need to be out for searching for lost souls. We need to be out looking for them, searching for them. We need to be laboring. The fields are wide unto harvest. Both men responded in like manner. I'm going to read it again. Philip answered, verse 7, chapter 6 of John, 200 pane loaf of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Andrew said much the same thing. But what are they among so many? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Both was the same response. You see, when we expect things from our God, we need to realize that he is able to deliver. Back in Matthew now, chapter 14. And again, verse 17, and they say unto him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes." So it speaks of what Andrew had found. He said, "Bring them here. Bring them here." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitudes. Bring them here. Jesus could have performed this miracle by using a rock. He's sure and be using nothing. He could have just had it appear as the manna from heaven appeared every day. But Jesus used this. He allowed Andrew to be a part of the miracle, as he allowed Philip also to be part of the miracle. And you think, well, that's kind of strange, because he said that this is nothing compared to what we need. And yet, you see, when you've got part, you're involved in something, that's when you really get to see the power of God. If you're kind of standing on the sideline all the time, you may witness some of these miracles. You may witness someone getting saved. But unless you come a little closer and you listen to that word and let the Holy Spirit convict your heart, it'll never, never really mean much to you. Oh, that's that, you know. Yeah, I'm sure glad your life changed. I'm sure glad that now, you know, you're going to church. And, oh, your life, you can see your life has changed. And, boy, I'm really happy for you. Well, that being happy for somebody else is still finding you to be condemned already. You need to get involved. Philip was involved. Andrew was involved. And Jesus used that. And it was really a special blessing, because those two especially was able to witness, because they knew how little that was there. The money was not sufficient, and the food was not sufficient. And yet, because our Lord Jesus was involved in this, it became abundant. It was more than just to be sufficient. Bring them hither to me, the 18th verse said. And then he did something else here. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. Now, if we go back once again to chapter 6 of John, and Jesus said, make the men to sit down. And there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. And again, it responds to the numbers there. Now, let's take a look to see what Mark had to say. It's always good to enjoy the Word and just look at the verses of Scripture. I love studying the Word of God. Mark chapter 6, verse 40. Oh, verse 39 says he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. The same thing as we learned in Matthew and in John. But here Mark adds, and they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. I want you to see something here. He commanded them, and again, that was a strong statement. It was a commanding. Before, he was talking to Andrew and talking to Philip, and now when he sent out this command, it was known as a command by his voice, by his power, and he made the men to sit down in ranks of hundreds and fifty. You see, there is never a time that there is disorder. a lot of the church services that you find today, there is no order. And that cannot be of God. When something is so spontaneous, and then this is doing this, and this is doing that, it's all so out of kilter that it's frightening in many cases. And here, our God, we see him. He even, in Mark, lists the number. He sits them down in groups of 100 and groups of 50. No confusion. Our God is the author of peace. Our God is the author of quietness, of order, not of disorder. There was no hurry. There was no rushing around. It was all done in an orderly fashion. 1 Corinthians 14:40, Paul tells us, by the leadership again of the Holy Spirit, let all things be done decently and in order. We need to see that we follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the leadership of our God. There was much grass, that we're told here in the 10th verse of chapter 6 of John. I apologize for being in Matthew and Mark and John, but I want you to see all these things. It makes it such a full message to us. Much grass in the area. It was springtime. This was found to be right before we know the Passover, and so we know that it was springtime, and it's a very beautiful sight, the green grass and the flowers, and then this orderly fashion of people, of these, again, probably 10,000 people, were all sitting down, very organized. And then here we come back to the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. John chapter 6, verse 11. I've just got my fingers in all these places. That way they're easy to get back and forth to. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and disciples to them that were sitting down, and likewise to the fishes, as much as they would. Now, if we come back to Matthew, verse 19, he commanded, chapter 14, verse 19, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And so again, we have just a little bit additional here. Had given thanks. Given thanks. These are the same words that are used in Matthew, Mark, and Luke when it comes to the Lord's Supper, and also Paul in Corinthians. And so he gives us the same words, given thanks. He gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. I want you to notice that Jesus didn't make a big scene here. He says, I will show you. And he'd take the 5 loaves and hold them in one hand, and the 2 fishes and hold them in his other hand. And then all of a sudden, there's this mountain of food. And the disciples would take from this mountain of food and distribute it out to the multitudes. Didn't do that at all. He just took the bread, and he took a piece, and then he handed it to his disciples, and they delivered it out to the multitudes. And he just kept taking from that same loaf. It just kept coming. It never ended. What a joy to witness this. The same thing with the fishes. He multiplied it. and handed it out just by breaking the bread. We never have enough time for this. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?